Is it tied, though?
Right. Anybody else have a comment or input? Mr. Hollinshead.
Mr. Duchon, but you're still committed to plug in 5 wells on the lake?
Yes, sir.
Per year, that's not an issue?
Not at all, not at all. If we can do, once we get through with the levy, with the levy board and the Texas wells, which will be in 3 years, we'll be able to do 10 wells on the mineral board's lease. No problem whatsoever. We want to get rid of these. We've used these wells. It's given us income, so we'll bury them. But we can do this only in good time. You don't want to, we can't, you don't want to break the bank, you know?
Right.
And we facilitated it so well. I mean, we're so proud of it. We're here to stay. We're not going anyplace. We just need, it just needs to be digested a little bit longer. That's all.
Mr. Hike?
Yes. Can someone explain to me, I guess, what the jurisdictional differences is in terms of what the commissioner is asking him to do as opposed to asking us to do?
What I'm understanding is some of them are state leases, some of them that are levy board district leases, and then some are leases in the state of Texas.
That's correct.
And so he's asking
to delay the plugging of wells on our leases because he's under obligation to get these other ones done.
I got you.
That's correct.
And so in Texas and the levy board.
So he doesn't lose whatever.
Doesn't strap them right for money. And
however, we owe nothing to the levy board because these leases were sold. The person left town and abandoned those. These were orphaned wells. And being orphaned, the state has monies from oil income, as you well know, to plug these wells. But Marshall Jones was insistent upon us to plug these wells. And we told them they're not our obligation.
So why do you have to plug them?
Because he told me that if you don't plug them, we will. And we'll send you the bill.
But if they're not your leases.
I hear you. I hear Bill Comagis is my attorney. He's a very well-respected shop oil man. And we followed his advice on that. He's the man.
Why is it your obligation?
It wasn't.
No, but why are they taking the position that it's yours?
Because we had wells on, this is on land that they wanted to plug and clean up.
Uh-huh.
And we owned the wells on the lake. And when it came down to he was going to force us to say that we still own the land part along with the lake part. And that became an issue. And
so rather than, right, it's easier for you to plug them than to fight him?
That's right.
It's quicker, it's easier, and you just take the heat one time. But it will be remembered. Tom.
Yeah. He's on record.
Oh, geez.
Mr. Bradbury. No, we knew you felt that way anyway. You could tell.
I didn't realize it. Oh, my God.
Maybe
I don't
you want
care.
It on the record.
I don't care. I tell Marshall that himself anyway.
Remembering isn't bad. Mr. Bradbury.
Can you state again what you said about the 30 wells and the 108 wells? What was it you said again?
There are 30 wells out in Cattle Lake. They're drilled. Most of the wells that were drilled were at 2,300 feet, which is a Paluxy wells. They were Paluxy formation. They came back in the 50s. They drilled 30 wells to the Pettit. There was water flood after 2 or 3 years and the production, and we did an engineering study on it, and it looks like there's still several hundred barrels.
Okay, so they still have further productive utility, right?
But most of these wells now have holes in the casing.
Okay.
And in order for us to get to these wells, we want to either try to squeeze them or go in there with new liners, which we've had good success in linering.
Okay. On the chart that you have on the first page here of the 108 wells, you have 68 that are shut in productive, no future utility. Are those 30 wells part of that 68?
Yes, they are.
Then why do you have no future utility listed there?
I think it's either an error when it was some of the codes that we used was through the conservation department, and the girl that probably put them in there didn't realize some of the codes, but out of the 68 wells, 30 of them are future utility. And either way, if they're future or not, they still have to be plugged.
Okay.
And we'll ascertain that information once we have an opportunity to go to that particular well and to put a rig on it and find out where the problem lies. that'll deem whether we just cement it and squeeze it and drill it out and put it on, or we just go ahead and plug it.
Yeah, well, my interest was a clarity on the 30 wells being part of the 68, yes. But in conflict with the no future utility statement there. I'm clear now. You say they do have
yes.
future utility.
They do.
Let me ask them either to Jason or Secretary Harris or Mr. Boulay. Is there, if your story is correct about you don't own these wells, but they're requiring you to plug them.
We already plugged them. They're plugged.
They're already plugged.
Oh, they're done.
Yes.
We've plugged nine of those. They're gone.
The ones that you want to plug, that you're saying you're going to plug for the levy district, are yours or not?
Oh, yeah, those are ours.
Those are
there
yours.
There are 19
okay.
wells that are on.
So you're done with the ones that you
on land, yes, sir.
That were not your wells, but you had to plug them.
Yes. Let me clarify this for everyone. I'm sorry. We sold Joe Lanza that lease that we got from the Allen brothers. And in doing so, we didn't think he was a good custodian to be on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So we retained that. Joe had the land part. Joe drilled a few gas wells, left the area, and left the state holding the bag. So the lease was lost. We are still obliged to plug those wells, and we have no problem whatsoever. The problem lies in getting to that particular lease on this lake. The water is slow. There are two bridges. You have to lower your spuds down.
Right.
It's just an arduous situation. You get stuck over there because it's so shallow. The dam is there. The water's going by all the time. It's just not a good place to do business. So we want to go ahead. We've dedicated a brand new barge with equipment on it to plug that well. We'll have to install a silo. Marshall made us take all of the electrical down, everything. We have to reinstitute electrical line to get the pump going for the silo and blah, blah, blah. But we're doing it. We're doing it, and we're a week away from being able to commence operations. And you know the area. You can come visit anytime. We are proud of it.
Mr. Hollinson?
I'd like to make a motion at the appropriate time to accept Mr. Duchon's proposal. As long as he proposes that he will plug five wells on the lake, be it the levy board or on the state lease, as long as five are getting plugged.
First of all, there wasn't an action requested or on the agenda, right, because of this. This is just merely a report of what their ongoing obligations were that they agreed to in 2015. So, I appreciate you making a motion, but the thing is before that, maybe we should confer with the Commissioner of Conservation about.
Well, I don't.
Or.
It seems to me that the guys come. Excuse me, but.
Well, they're already. Well, what I'm saying is they're already obligated to plug the wells.
Yes.
They're just telling us they may not be able to do them. So until maybe we could get it straightened out as to. With this levy district issue, I'm just asking if you think there's a need to make a motion on anything. I mean, they're already under the obligation to do it. Maybe you just leave that obligation until we can get more information.
But, Mr. Chairman, suppose the action taken by the board at least influences the commissioner to grant them the leave that they're asking for. It seems to me these fellows are prudent,
right,
producers, and we ought to try to help them.
I agree.
Can, and maybe the commissioner is looking for us to give him some guidance of some, you know, CYA, man. That's what I'm talking about.
All I'm saying is just we could make that when we talk to the commissioner, but if we do what the board wants to do.
I was prepared to second that motion from Mr. Allman's head.
All right. So,
Mr. Chairman, does this board have an obligation to help in this regard, or should the board wait for the Conservation Department to make a ruling?
Don't get me wrong, but I'm going by what's in the agenda. You made an agreement to plug these wells, which the board approved, but you're telling us you don't think you can make that obligation.
we can always make the obligations. It was an additional burden on us that we have this.
Right.
And we're doing
right. So you're asking for a reprieve. So,
yes, sir, I guess.
So, right. But that, I'm thinking along the lines of Mr. Bradbury. Maybe speak to the commissioner, tell him our that we're willing to help. And I don't know, whatever his idea is, if it's along the lines of yours, that maybe does. Well, that's what I wanted to ask earlier. Does the commissioner have any jurisdiction over the levy district on some of these?
The commissioner has jurisdiction of all wells in the state.
Okay.
So if he sees that the wells need to be plugged for whatever status they're in, he has the authority to do a compliance order. So
he may be able to give some weight to the levy district.
Possibly. If we discuss it, maybe that what happened here is the levy board just spoke a lot louder about getting their wells plugged.
Right.
And the commissioner listened, and we were not necessarily included in that discussion. But perhaps if we were to meet with the commissioner's staff, maybe we could work out some way where there would be a splitting of the wells.
Okay.
It may be gooder that we do the levy board and the state and come back to the state lease 173, because then we'll be able to investigate each single well and determine whether we can squeeze it, plug it, or whatever, and get it back to producing.
Okay.
What is the levy board's jurisdiction over Caddo Lake? Can you educate me on that?
They own the 17309 contour line. They own up to that line, which is a line that the lake rises to the highest limit, and that's it. And they control that land and the minerals around it. The state owns it from, I don't know. Oh, the levee board owns that in certain areas around the lake in Louisiana. And the state owns the remainder.
General, what I'm gleaming from this is that, like everything else, there's politics in it. Maybe that levee board feels obligated to cover themselves, and the commissioner feels like he doesn't want to rock the boat, and then these fellas come to us and say, give us some cover, and if they're prudent producers and operators, then we ought to give them some cover if we can, even by a simple motion of expression, if you will, to the commissioner to say, you know, cut these fellas some slack, and like Mr. Hollins had said, if they fulfill their obligation, then we ought to try to help them if we can. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm gleaming from this conversation.
I think, may I say something?
Yes.
When this issue came up on the levy board, Marshall Jones was the attorney, and he went to the commissioner, and I think they wanted us, under a compliance order, all the wells to be plugged all at once, and we couldn't do it. There was over, there was 19 on the lake, and there was 9 on the
lake. What's his motivation for making that request, though?
Because we own...
No, we don't know why.
Well,
I don't, okay, we don't know why, but I assume why.
Yeah, of course.
Would you like to know?
I understand. It's easy.
I don't care. It's a fact. We own minerals under land that he owns in Texas.
Right.
And he wants those.
Right.
And I don't want to sit here and knock the guy. He's not here. But he's been a very bad boy to us for decades.
Well, we're going back to the wells were under a compliance order, and there was all the wells to be plugged, which would be like 19 and the 9. They were 9 on land.
Are you still holding on your second?
And when we...
Just on the motion.
If we can't do anything, then why the presentation? I mean, you know.
No, I mean, my motion was still, or whatever form I need to put it in, is from someone that fishes on that lake. I do. I know that lake very well. So as long as 5 wells a year are getting plugged, that's better than what we had for years and years, and that's positive movement. So
That's what they're obligated to do anyway.
Yes.
That's correct.
My motion would be whether it's the levy board or us, as long as it's another public entity, the sum total of five would be acceptable.
Five what?
Can I ask for clarity on the motion? So are you saying we want to put a motion forward to petition the commissioner to consider that request? Is that what you're saying?
That would be,
because I'm trying to figure out what the obligation of this board is and what they've come here today to ask us to do.
Right.
My understanding is you have an agreement in which to plug five wells a year.
Yes, sir, we do.
You're here to tell us, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that because of these other circumstances with Texas and the levy board.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
Well, I think when the commissioner found out that we plug five wells a year for state lease 173, he decided that he'd rather have precedence over the cattle levy board L lease, which is also on the lake, and plug those five wells that we have an obligation for state lease 173 to have more precedence on the L lease.
The commissioner said that, or the levy board?
No, the commissioner.
Attorney.
Commissioner sent us okay. A letter.
Do you have a copy of that letter we can eyeball?
Yes, I think I do.
And the wonderful part about it is we're here. We're here. Come heck of high water, we are here.
No, I understand why you're here. Yeah, I totally understand.
You know, it's an obligation we're going to do. It's the powers to tell us what to
right.
do.
Secretary Harris?
I do have a question for Gemini. Is there any cost difference? In other words, the five levy board wells versus splitting them up three and two?
No, sir.
Is there any cost
no, difference? No, just time getting coming and going.
As far as mobilization, is
no,
there
sir.
Any cost savings?
None budget? Whatsoever.
I think Mr. Ducharme said that we're going to, and we are going to have another barge and a whole workover facilities down at the L lease because that becomes very, very hard to get in and out because the water drops so we're right near the dam. So we were going to put our equipment down there and keep another facility up at the State Lease 173 so that when these two areas get bad, we would then be able to work on either one of them.
Well, I could read this to them. Would you like me to read a letter to you folks?
You
from,
can. Go ahead.
From Brent Kemp, Commissioner Richard Ayew. Pursuant to your letter dated January 14, 2016, your plug and abandonment plan of five wells a year for the Cattle Pine Island field is hereby approved. Current records indicate that in 2015, Gemini plugged and abandoned five wells on State Lease 173 in Cattle Lake. The Office of Conservation requests that these wells located on State Agency Lease 10765 have first priority when evaluating plug and abandonment liability. Any amendment to plug and abandon plan must be submitted to this office for approval. So that's what you were basically asking. If you have any questions concerning this matter, give Gavin Broussard at these numbers a call.
Was Mineral Resources copied on that letter? So it was,
yes.
We were?
No, sir.
Carbon copy only to the compliance order.
Okay. So the commissioner was obligating you to take priority
yes, sir.
On these other leases that yeah. didn't have anything to do with us.
But we were first yours, and now
no one notified us either.
And we feel like it's a part of the influence Jones has on whatever.
Right, I understand. I understand.
I know I shouldn't have said that. Take it off the record.
No one knows. No one knows. So, with that, do you have any comments on a proposal? The only thing I was thinking is until you can discuss it with the commissioner and letting them know that we now know what the commissioner's directive was, can there be some sort of happy medium that can somewhat satisfy his obligations to us while still working on these other wells?
It may work out.
Before we make a decision, maybe we need to figure out what the lay of the land is before we alter anything.
I mean, maybe you could help me get there, but the goal of my motion was to ensure that five wells per year were plugged somewhere on Caddo Lake, and whether it was the levy board or the state lease, they're both public entities.
But do we have any, I'm just thinking through this, do we have any obligation any power to obligate them to do anything on the lake with five wells if they're not our wells?
Yes, you do. You can break us. You can break our back. You can order us to do it, and we'll attempt to do it.
What he's saying is to plug five wells, whether it's on ours or the levy districts or both. But, I mean, I can't. Yeah. We can't require him to do five on wells that aren't ours.
I interpret the motion as petitioning the commissioner to make that decision, that we support that decision.
That's my understanding of the motion.
To the commissioner, not to them.
Right. Just to say we're okay with it.
We can't tell them what to do, but I'd like to let the commissioner know that that's acceptable to us, and that would be our...
And I believe that's the reason you're here today.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's what I understand.
And so, do you want to restate
the motion.
It? Do you want to... correctly?
I'll try. My motion would be to allow the mineral board to petition the commissioner
of conservation
to approve Jim and I plugging five wells on Caddo Lake in total per year, whether they be on either one of these leases listed in the document.
Meaning the 170, is it five or three?
State lease.
173 or the levy districts.
Our state agency lease, 10765.
Right.
I second that motion.
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Hollenhead, second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any comments further? Anyone? Public comment?
Just.
Jason?
Hold on, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Just, Mr. Bradbury.
Yeah, just to make it clear that this board is showing support for the commissioner's decision and not saying that that's what they should do. There should be clarity in the motion to specify that.
That's right, Mr. Hollenshead.
That's correct. I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Bradbury and Mr. Hollenshead and Ms. LeBlanc. Yeah, I was originally thinking you were making that obligation to the lessees.
No.
Okay. All right. If there's no further discussion, anyone?
Comments? Just want more clarification. What we're asking is that we're going to confer with the commissioner to split the wells between the two leases, the Caddo Levy District and the State Lease 173, or we're simply going to support what the commissioner's already decided, and that is to plug five wells on the levy board lease.
Say that easy. Mr. Chairman,
no.
I think that we need to be mindful of the jurisdictional limits of both this board and the Commissioner of Conservation, and I think that we would have to defer to the commissioner's judgment regarding urgency of plugging and abandoning based on their assessments of individual wells. Whether the commissioner decides that it's levy district or state wells or private wells that are subject to, you know, this area, I think that's entirely up to the commissioner. It's my sense that this board can certainly support the commissioner's determination, can even suggest something to the commissioner, but in terms of delineating between you must do state wells, you must do levy district wells for P&A, I think that's entirely within the commissioner's jurisdiction.
Right. I agree, but I don't think that's what he asked for.
Hear that. I just wanted to make the clarification that I don't think we can get that specific.
Okay.
Now, my interpretation, Mr. Chairman, of what we've done here is doing just what you just said. We're leaving it up to the commissioner to make the call.
That's
right. We just want him to help this company do what they need to do and get them out of the financial situation there.
And finally, on delivery of this motion to the commissioner, it would be helpful if he would respond to us as well, not just them. So, you know, I mean, we were out of the loop in this other than them telling us. Do you know what I mean?
How did Mr. Talbot get that letter if we were not involved in it? You have the letter and you showed it to the gentleman there.
Yes, actually, Mr. DeSharman sent me an email.
They sent it.
He just didn't the letter, he sent it to but him. He sent me an email that? Of it.
I see. And,
we did something right, huh?
Yeah.
So,
but you're here.
Perhaps the recommendation would be if we're going to support the commissioner in his compliance order, regardless of where the wells are on what lease. I mean, as he said, these wells are on the lake. They're just portions of the lake that are not under State Lease 173. That we would support the commissioner's compliance order. Jim and I can give us a report next year on the wells that they did plug in the lake. And then we will take up the matter again, see where they are. Perhaps Mr. DeSharman may even be able to plug one additional well in State Lease 173. But anyway, that we would get a report next year on the plugging of the commissioner, the wells that the commissioner has put under a compliance order.
Well, aren't they obligated to report to us what they do every year?
That's correct, yes.
Already?
So, and that's why we're here today.
Exactly. Right, but all Mr. Holland's head motion is to accomplish hopefully both what we need and what the levy board needs, or what the commissioner's directive is to plug five wells total on the lake, either being our lease or the levy board's.
Yeah, and that would be at the discretion of the conservation commissioner.
Right. Is that it?
I think the commissioner's going to move on what he's already submitted. And that
he might. He might, but we don't know until we ask him. He can only say no. He's saying no now, so it's no different. And then we'll have to deal with our situation with you all. Because right now you still have an obligation to do five until we allow you to do something different, right?
Right.
With all due respect, I'd like to go home knowing that at least I have something, be it 10 wells or 15.
Right, but we don't know yet until we can talk to the commissioner.
All I'm requesting is that we can resolve this problem. The commissioner, from what I understand here, has the power, correct?
I believe so. Is that right?
Why would he relinquish then that power with Mr. Marshall Jones putting a bug in their ear down there that it's very dangerous out there?
And well, I don't know what Mr. Jones has said, but I do know that you have an obligation to us, and that's what your problem is right now, that you can't meet your obligation with us. So you're asking us for some sort of amendment or reprieve. And all we're doing is we're trying to get there, but we've got to talk to the commissioner.
Well, I'm still obliged.
Because the commissioner is superseding what our agreement is with us.
So I have done nothing wrong. I just don't have the dough.
You haven't yet because you haven't not plugged them yet.
You better get out of here. You're ahead.
Yeah.
You better get out.
Let me get out then with a plan.
Lawyer, when your lawyer says quit talking, quit talking. So.
Legal counsel just advised me perhaps we should make a motion for reprieve on the board's P&A, annual P&A plan. And again, I'm...
Suggesting separate and apart from Mr. Hollinshead's motion, perhaps a statement from the board on the plan that was approved, because there's a specific request to deviate from the plan.
But just because he asked for a request doesn't mean you have to give it to him today. I'm not saying we wouldn't,
right.
But all I'm saying is until you have more information and can iron out, why change the agreement?
I think that's what the staff
He has a whole year to meet it.
That's what the staff is asking, isn't it?
I think what we'd like to do is talk to the Conservation Board and ask them why they picked those particular wells on the levee district. If they can, you know, just explain it to us, and then if those wells have more issues than possibly two wells on our block, on our lease, to be plugged, but the main thing is plugging the wells that have the most issues in it first.
And, right.
What we want to understand from the conservation group is, are they just plugging it because the levee district wanted them plugged, or whether they need to be plugged more so than the wells on our
right.
lease? Because the main thing we want to do is plug the wells which need it the most. And we'd like to at least talk to the conservation board
right.
to understand why they picked those five wells over ours.
Right. And I think that in Mr. Hollins has a motion that accomplishes that. I'm just saying, altering our agreement now, we could, if whatever we find out from conservation, we can alter it in 30 days. At the next meeting.
And I guess
why alter it before I know what? Why I need to alter it?
I'll make a motion to previous question so we can move on.
Yeah. Okay. So Mr. Hike called the question, so we'll vote on the original motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. So we'll go to conservation and let you know. Well, I'm sure you'll know.
So may I make a statement then, or a question? So as I understand it now, we've got 10 well obligation, no problem. We're just trying to ascertain whether why the commissioner wants us to do it for them and pulling us off of you.
That's right.
And you're going to attempt to work it out.
Same answer.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I can read
the train's moving in at least.
Yeah, I just need to know the direction. Thank you.
We understand your issue.
I'm not going to run away from home.
And we're sympathetic. So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that.
But thank
really
you for coming here. It helps.
Thank you.
All right.
Did a good job. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
All right. Jason, is that it?
That is it.
All right. Great. Thank you. Our next review is the nomination and track review, and that is by Mr. Emil Fontenot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, we're on the way.
You want to say that on the record or not? No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you for coming here today.
Get out of here.
Right.
Approval by the board was previously granted to staff to process and advertise 37 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the March 9, 2016 mineral lease sale, this office received 7 nominations for advertisement. The staff is requesting that tracts for today's lease sale numbered 44666 through 4466 we're requesting that tracts 44666 through tracts 44674 be withdrawn from today's lease sale. Tract 44666 was submitted to the Marksville Weekly News properly, and it was advertised, but they picked up the description wrong, so it was advertised incorrectly due to a mistake from the Marksville Weekly News staff. Also, tracts 44667 through 44674 were properly submitted to the Marksville Weekly News, and they completely omitted advertising those tracts. Everything was proper. Incidentally, all of the tracts for today's lease sale were prepared properly. They were sent to the various parish journals that were involved, as well as to the State Journal. They were all advertised properly, except for these in a Boyle's Parish, which is the Marksville paper. So having said that, they weren't advertised, and we cannot keep those up for today's lease sale.
Okay.
And we're requesting that those tracts be withdrawn.
So you would like us to withdraw tracts 44666 through 44674 from
correct.
Today's lease sale?
Yes, sir.
Do I have a motion to
so move.
Support staff's recommendation? Moved by Mr. Hike, second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any comments or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All in favor to withdraw those tracts?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Keep in mind, keep in mind those are 9 tracts for the next item. We received 21 nominations for the May 10th, 2017 mineral lease sale. They're pending approval by the board for advertising. We would also like to include these 9 tracts, have authority to re-advertise those tracts, hopefully for the May lease sale. And then for the May 11th, 2016 mineral lease sale, this office received 8 nominations for advertisement. So the staff is recommending that the board give them authority to advertise the 21 tracts plus the nine withdrawn.
The 9 that were withdrawn to re-advertise.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve the staff's recommendation, those advertisements and nominations? Moved by Mr. Hike, second by Mr. Bradbury. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries.
That completes that completes the items for nomination and track.
Great. Thank you. Our next review is the audit report by Ms. Rachel Newman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As of February 28, 2017, field audit collections totaled $828,606, which includes $505,406 in royalty exceptions, $84,448 in interest, and $238,752 in penalties. The current open audits are 62. Royalties collected in February of 17 totaled $15,578,313. Fiscal year to date, that total is $137,141,870. The same time last year, fiscal year to date was $163,267,500. For the month of February, we received 378 state royalty reports. This included 142 for oil, 186 for gas, and 50 for plant products. The only item on the report today is a staff report to the board that the election for March 2017 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Great, thank you. Any questions or discussion? Thank you very much. If not, we'll move to the next.
Mr.
Chair. Mr. Hike.
Yes, I just wanted to thank Mr. Boulay and also Ms. Newman for the report that they gave to me upon my questioning at our last meeting, where I asked for the number of open audits and the compliance of that request, and a copy of that email was sent to the board members. I don't know if you all saw that, but I'll review it for you. Mr. Boulay's email to me was, as per your request, Rachel has advised 64 open audits of 45, which is 70%, have been billed for a total of $32,171,184.37. Then I followed up with a question, is what does that mean, billed? And it's basically, it's outstanding. of course, that gave me some pause for thinking, and I wanted to tell the board that I had just an informal conference yesterday with the Speaker of the House, shared this information with him,
without full knowledge of what this really meant, I guess, in my discussions with Ms. Newman and the secretary, they told me that this does not necessarily mean that that is automatically to be collected, that there might be some other outstanding documents which would minimize that $32 million. But that being said, and I understand that, that's a lot of money outstanding. I don't know, maybe when we get a little further down the road, somebody can explain to me how it is that we're going to collect this, how soon is that to come into the state coffers, because basically, if you've been following the papers, and I'm sure Mr. Harris, Mr. Bradbury can even enlighten us more, that $32 million is about one-third of what was dipped into in the rainy day fund, and that's pretty significant bucks. So my question to you, Ms. Newman, would be, what's the parameters on collection? How long do we have to wait for that? Is the pedal to the metal, so to speak? And is there a framework for moving forward on the other 30% of these outstanding audits? Can you categorize that for us?
Absolutely. We are working diligently on these audits. As we stated before the board meeting in my conversation with you, some of these are not final. We may have additional documents that would revise the exceptions downward. This is just the initial billings. This is just the initial reports. So they're not necessarily collectible. But that being said, once that report is issued, sometimes payers are much more likely to work with us because they know what they're facing. So we are working all of those actively to get that money in or to revise the exceptions.
How actively, and what's the time frame?
I can't speak to a time frame. Every audit is different, so it's just dependent. We also have a number of audits that we have to that involve legal issues, and once that happens, the auditors aren't really in the mix anymore. That's
an attorney.
Is there
any statutory requirement that once a company is billed, that they must comply within a certain period of time and answer that audit?
It's not in statute to my – Ryan's gone. It's not in statute to my knowledge, but it is policy within the office.
I don't want policy. Is there not a statute? And if it's a policy, Mr. Secretary, is it a written policy? And if it is, I'd like to see a copy of it.
Let me clarify one thing. These initial audit findings are not a final debt. They're not – really classified as a debt at all until the respondent has a chance to provide documentation and respond to that notification of finding. It's be pretty much like if your IRS tax return, either federal or state tax return was audited, they found or believe that you owed more money in taxes than you paid. They don't automatically just snatch it out of your bank account.
Have an opportunity.
They can, but they typically don't. They have an opportunity to respond and provide documentation. In some cases, the audit may not even, and Ms. Newman, you may provide clarification on this. There can be cases where the audit findings did not necessarily take into account the specific lease form, the specific lease terms, and it may later turn out that the specifics of that particular lease may not be in agreement with the audit findings.
I don't want to speak for you, so I'm paraphrasing to my understanding. The lease terms, we may interpret one way, a company may interpret a different way. At that point, they believe the exception is not valid. We may believe it is valid. And that's when legal will have to intervene. We need discretion from our legal counsel.
When you say illegal, who are we talking about?
Generally, it comes from the Attorney General's office or from DNR's legal team.
Is the Attorney General's office always involved in those decisions? Ms. Secretary, can you answer that?
Mr. Hike, yes. Historically, Any request for legal assistance has been generated through the Attorney General's office. With the backlog that we inherited from previous administrations, we felt it was prudent to bring more legal assistance to this effort.